97 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
God's sakes. You know, I think today is going to be a good show, man. We've been going over some stuff we're going to go over later on, and I'm kind of excited.
We actually have a planned out show for the most part.
Yeah, right.
And only you and I stand in the way of it being a decent show. Only the hosts.
Oh, God. Way to put the pressure on.
I know, right? We're going to blow it at some point.
The content is there. Are we?
I don't know.
We'll find out.
It's a waiting game at this point. Let's do your rock news.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
I'm not sure how I feel about this, but I'm on the fence. I mean, so Ronnie James Dio obviously has passed. He's moved on to the great gig in the sky. But his hologram is scheduled to do more than 100 shows when it hits the road next April.
Yeah, the hologram thing is crazy.
Now,
too soon? Is that what you're thinking?
Nah, I don't know if there's no such thing as too soon in this world. I don't know what I feel about it. I guess what's cool is it opens a new generation, a new audience. Yeah. I never got to see Ronnie James Dio, and I would have loved to have seen him. But
see, I don't know how I would feel seeing it live, like being there. Like, does it take away from the feeling of seeing him live?
In the most recent Blade Runner movie, the one with the sequel with Ryan Gosling and Harrison Ford, which, by the way, the chick in that movie, gorgeous. There's this one place where I don't want to spoil it for everyone, but, you know, it's been out for a while, so you should have seen it. At the end, when Ryan finds Harrison Ford, right, when his character finds Harrison Ford, he's holed up in this old casino, and this casino has this Elvis hologram.
Yeah.
So it's like you can go see Elvis and see the king in concert.
I've seen that one, too.
Which is kind of cool. I do like it, but one, how much are they going to charge for it? Is this just a money grab from either the company or anything like that, trying to make more money off of the deceased? You know, I mean, if they're going to charge like, oh, come see Ronnie James Dio, and it's $100 for a ticket, I'm like, no, it's a hologram. It should be $20.
Yeah, and I wonder if he gets any of that money. Obviously, he's dead, but, you know, does the family get that money?
The family get that? That's what's interesting.
You know, are they just banking off this guy's image?
So, because it wasn't the first one Tupac. That was like...
Well, yeah, they did a Tupac one. They've done a Michael Jackson one. I've seen the Elvis one.
But I think the Tupac one was the first one.
I'm
like that
sure.
Was like, at least the first really, like, public one.
It looks weird.
Now, here's the thing. It's like, if it's a legit 3D...
It is.
I've never seen it.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's just going to get better.
There's not like it's not like if you go to the side a little bit, like, oh, you can see half the hologram. No, dude, it's like a legit 3D
hologram.
Like full body, like you can't, there's certain times where you're like, oh, okay, I can kind
of
tell.
Yeah, when the when one of the stagehands walks past the screen, like in class, and you go past the projector and it blocks out.
Right, you know?
Hey, sit down!
Hey, you're ruining it.
Sit down! Down in front.
You know what a crazy thing about it is, though?
Yeah.
Is it's not the hologram. Somebody's got to do it.
Yeah.
So the Michael Jackson one, it's not Michael Jackson dancing. It's an impersonator dancing with Michael Jackson, and they put his hologram over the guy. And it's not a guy on the stage. So there's a guy who does it first.
Yeah.
They record it. They put, like, the mocap balls on him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for video games.
They record a guy. And then they put the hologram on stage, so it's not actually Michael Jackson dancing.
Yeah.
It's an impersonator, but the hologram looks like Michael Jackson.
Why can't they just take, like, old concert footage?
Because you need an actual mocap guy. You need a motion guy. Like, you can't just... Because they didn't get the right angles, cameras. You got to get a 360 angle, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I guess for me, it's like, at this point, wouldn't it just be like watching a DVD of your favorite artist? I mean, you're going to go out there like, ladies and gentlemen, Ronnie James Dio, but it's not Ronnie James Dio. I don't know.
You know, but imagine being there live. So you got a bunch of people. It's like you get the live experience.
You do. And if it's,
imagine Metallica being gone and having a full-blown 3D, you know, hologram Metallica concert.
But maybe we'll see that with pretty much every, if this is becoming a thing. He's doing 100, it's 100 shows. Right. That's a lot, man.
You know, you think about this too. The hologram thing, you can do 5 shows a night in different cities.
That's true.
A night.
That's true.
So you can bank times 5.
Yeah.
You know, if this catches on, that's crazy, man.
Yeah.
Think about it. Think it could go into stand-up comedy.
Yeah.
You know, you could bring back George Carlin.
Yeah. That'd be weird.
Wouldn't it?
I just show it on a screen. That's
you know? It's a weird thing.
We'll see. So they're going to be announcing the full lineup of dates for Ronnie James Dio's hologram show very, very soon.
Think about if we die. You could have a hologram Plan B morning show.
Either I'm coming back as a zombie or I'm not coming back at all. Leave my ass in the ground. End it. Nobody needs that hologram. Lastly, much of Primus' back catalog will be reissued on vinyl over the next months. 1993's Pork Soda and 1997's Brown album will be out November 16th. Tales from the Punch Bowl and, let's see, Antipop, Rhinoplasty, and Animals Should Not Try to Act Like People will all be released on December 14th. So you can get those reissued. Fun stuff just in time for the holidays.
Think about this. Think about porno. The hologram. Brock, you should be interested in this one. This one should get you excited.
I tried the VR porn, and it just makes me dizzy. Right. I get dizzy.